How's everyone doing today?
大家今天过得怎么样？
Are we awake?
你是不是醒着呢？
Are we alive?
你是不是活着呢？
Good. Are we alert?
你是不是专注着呢？
Well, today, I've got a message that God had placed on my heart, and it's placed on my heart for quite a while now.
今天我要跟大家分享的一个题目是神放在我心中的一个信息，这其实已经放在我心中一段时间了。
And I was praying very hard about what God would have me speak about today, and He landed me on this.
其实我也一直在祷告，说上帝，你今天让我讲一些什么？那这也是上帝让我讲的题目。
So let's pray together before we get into the word today, just to ask the Spirit to speak through me and.To speak to all of us today. So,
开始的时候，让我们做一个祷告，让神的话语能够通过我讲给大家。
God, right now, as we open Your Word,
神啊，今天当我们来读你的话语的时候
，I pray God that Your Holy Spirit would teach us through it.
我向你祷告，愿你的圣灵在我们中间教导我们。
And God, as You're the teacher and convictor of our lives, I pray God that You would convict our hearts today.
神让我们知道你是我们的老师，你也是改变我们心的人，愿我们的心被你所改变。
So I pray God that You'd help us to look deep into our hearts to see areas that we need to change.
神让我们求你打开我们的心，看到我们心里面有什么地方是需要改变的。
And God, I pray out coming out of this, Lord, that You'd help us to live differently when we walk out of these doors and not forget what Your Word has taught us today.
以至于当我们离开这个教堂的时候，我们会记着你教导我们的，也会在我们的生活里面活出来。
So we thank You for this time and we pray that You'll bless this time.
我们为了这段时间感谢你，也愿你祝福这段时间。
And we pray this in Your name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
Well, one of my favorite times that I...have is to spend time with my family, with my wife and my kids.
我最享受的时光呢，是我能够跟我的孩子跟我太太在一起。
And I love getting home, and my daughter Leah, she'll run up to the door and be like, "Daddy!"
我特别喜欢这个景象，就是说，当我回到家的时候，我的女儿Alaya, 就是她可以从楼梯底下或者上面下来，就跑着迎接我说 "Daddy."
And sometimes she tries to race the door before I can get to say hi to Sarah and give her a kiss.
那有时候呢，她很快就跑出来打开门，甚至在我亲吻就是 Sarah 我太太之前，她已经跑出来了。
So I normally will take her and hold her until I can go see Sarah. Then I'll make sure I pay attention to Aaliyah too.
一般来说呢，我会先抱着 Aaliyah， 然后呢，我会先找一下我太太看，然后再跟她。
And now lately we have our new addition, Charlie, and I love it too now. When I walk into the room, he'll have a really big smile or something and maybe spit up a little bit, who knows?
最近我们的家添了一个小 baby， 就是叫查理，那我也很喜爱他，每一次看到他，当他盯开灿烂的笑容的时候，我就很开心。
Sarah and I are really young parents. We're new to being a parent, but...Already having a toddler, we're starting to, to learn how to be a better parent and stretching us and growing us.
Sarah 跟我其实都是比较没有经验的父母亲，因为我们都还比较年轻。但是当我们看到我们孩子在攀山学步的时候，其实我们也慢慢学习怎么样来看这些小孩。
And being a parent to a toddler can sometimes be a little taxing, a little frustrating.
对于一个就是对着刚刚学步的这个小孩来说，他的父母亲有时候会有一些失落 的感觉。
So Leah now, she says, "Daddy, I'm a big girl."
因为Leah她有时候会对我说，爸爸，其实我已经是一个大女孩了。
So she tries to do everything by herself. She tries to fix things and tries to make things.
他尝试照着他自己的本领去做不同的事情，比如说他要将一些东西组合起来，或者是将它打破。
And being older, of course, than her, we kind of know sometimes when she's trying to do something, and she's not getting it, we can see what she has to do in order for her to do it.
因为我们 因为我们比他们年纪大嘛，所以我们知道有时候他有做一些事情做不了的时候，我们知道要怎么做才可以做得好。
So now we're trying to learn too to be able to step back, because she gets really frustrated and she doesn't want her help. She'll be tinkering with something and she'll be like, oh, you know, getting really frustrated. And we're just, you know, before we'd be like, here, let me do it for you. We'll take it and do it for her. But now she's getting older, so she wants to have that.Sense of independence.
如果是以前的话，他有一些事情做不好，我们就会跑过去帮忙说，啊，我替你弄好。但现在我们看到他慢慢长大，有时候我们帮他，他反而觉得很不高兴，所以我们现在就学了怎么退后一步。
So, now, since we were in this big girl stage with her, we're stepping back, and sometimes, she will just be there, tinkering away, and she won't ask for help at all.And she'll just get so frustrated and start crying, and then it turns into this dramatic scene. And
那我们观察她的时候呢，发觉她有时候做一些事情做得不好的时候呢，她并不愿意我们去帮忙她帮她的忙。但是当她做不好的时候，她还是会沮丧啊，会哭这样，会闹。
So now we're working on with her asking for help.
所以我们现在其实在做一些工作，就希望他能够慢慢小的来求助。
And we tell her sometimes you can't do this by yourself. Sometimes it's okay to ask for help.
我们告诉他，其实有时候你向其他人求助是可以的。我们就是让他慢慢学这个功课。
And to Aaliyah, she's a big girl, so she doesn't need the help. So it's almost like a humbling situation for her already at the age of three.
那虽然阿丽亚只有三岁，但是她觉得她自己已经是个大女孩了，所以对她来说其实是一个谦卑的一个功课，她要学习的。
And just looking at Aaliyah in that situation, we as Christians can be the same way with God.
那看到阿丽亚她这个情况，其实我们基督徒跟神的关系有时候也是这样。
And sometimes we think that we can figure things out on our own.
有时候我们觉得我们可以靠自己的能力来解决一些问题。
Sometimes we think we're doing the right thing, but maybe we're actually not.
有时候我们觉得我们可能在做正确的事情，但也许并不是这样的。
God being able to see everything, do everything, knows what we need.
上帝可以看到所有的事情，他也知道什么东西是我们所需要的。
So why is it that we do not go to him and ask him for help?
那为什么我们不能够来到他面前来寻求他的帮助呢？
Isaiah 55, 6 to 9 says, Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon.For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
在以赛亚书55章6到9节，就是刚才我们念的经文前段，他这里这么记载，他说，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他，恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念。归向耶和华，耶和华就必连续他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。耶和华说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。”
This verse goes to show us of how high, how mighty our God is.
这段经文告诉我们，上帝是对于我们来说，他是如何的高，他是如何高过我们的意念。
And as people, we have this sin nature within us.
因为作为人来说，我们有这个罪性在心里。
And we want to try to do things on our own.
我们会尝试去用自己的方法做事。
We want to try to figure out things on our own.
我们也尝试去解决一些问题。
We want to come up with our own plan, which plans are not wrong.But who do we include into those plans?
那我们也许会想一些办法来解决一些问题。也许这些问题，这些方法本身不是一个问题，但是你要想一个问题，就是说，你有将什么人包括在里面呢？
Through experience, we know that our own plans don't always work out the way that we want them to.
那我们大概都会有这种经验，就是说我们所规划的不一定能够实现。
And sometimes our pride of wanting to accomplish this or achieve this on our own, do this on our own, kind of takes over.
有时候我们心中的骄傲，就是这种傲慢的感觉，就是说我要自己解决，这种意念可能会控制了我们。
And in those times, we've forgotten the fact that we have the Almighty God on our side to go to look to, who knows the way for our life. And we completely forget about him sometimes.
然后有时候我们就会忘掉了，我们有全能的神在我们的背后，他其实可以帮忙我们的。
And that's pride. That's sin.
这就是傲慢，这也是罪的一种。
In Romans 1:18 to 23,
在罗马书第一章十八节
it says this, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth with unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changing the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things.
在罗马书第一章十八节到二十三节这么记载，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里因为神已经给他们显明自从造天地以来神的永能和神性是明明可知的虽是眼不能见但接着所造之物就可以晓得叫人无可推诿因为他们虽然知道神却不当神荣耀他也不感谢他他们的意念变为虚妄无知的心就灰暗了自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。
And we as human beings, this verse just talks about, number one, God is clearly seen throughout creation. We clearly know that there is God just by looking outside.
这段经文里面讲到的第一点，就是说，我们作为神的创造物。其实我们心里面可以看到神的，就是只要我们看我们四周所创造的东西就知道了。
We can see that there's someone so much higher than we are.
我们可以看到有一些东西它是比我们远比我们高的。
And what this verse is talking about is how mankind, regardless of the fact that they see that there's a God, they did not want to follow him.
但这段经文里面说到，虽然这些人可以看到有神的创造在那里，但是他不愿意去跟随他。
They decided to go with their own way.
他们决定靠着自己的方法做。
They decided to believe what they wanted to believe.
他们决定相信他们要相信的。
Do we see that today in this world, all over the place?
今天我们有没有看到我们四围的世界，其实这种事情经常在发生呢？
We don't have to walk far from our church building right now to walk around and hear about these different philosophies, hear about these different religions.
其实我们不需要从我们教堂走出去很远，你就可以听到外面有各种不同的理念、不同的哲学。
And God has a perfect way, but mankind decided to go against that.
上帝有一个完美的道路，但是人决定了要离开他，走自己的路。
So because man chose to turn from God, they had to come up with, well, what does this life mean? What do you know? How do I live this life out?
因为人选择了离开神的道路，所以他们就要面对一些问题，就是说我在这里在干什么，或者是我要做一些什么事情。
And that's pride.
这也是傲慢。
And we really need, as Christians, to be looking at the fact that we have a God who is so big, a God who knows our future, a God who knows what we're going to do next, who knows what we need, and we need to go to him.
那作为基督徒呢，我们要晓得上帝是一个全能全知的神，然后我们如果有需要的话，要到他面前寻找他的帮忙。
We can see God doing amazing things around us if we stop to look.
只要我们开始来看的话，我们就可以看到上帝的伟大。
But sometimes because we forget about the fact that God is so big and that God wants to be a part of our lives, we look at successful people in this world that we think are successful, and we really look up to them and want to be like them, and you know, want our end goal to be what they have.
但是有时候呢，我们忘掉了上帝是如此伟大的上帝，以至于我们只看到这世上一些所谓的有大成就的人，那我们就将他们的成就变成了我们一生追求的目标。
And nobody's perfect at all.
但这世上没有一个人是完美的。
But I hear of some of the most educated people on the planet say some of the most foolish things in the world.
但我也听过一些在世上一般人觉得是最有知识的人，他们有时候会讲一些很愚蠢的话。
And they say these things because they're trying to figure out what life means, because a lot of times a lot of philosophies around us, they don't want to believe that there is a God.
为什么我这么讲呢？因为有时候他们不想要相信上帝在那里，结果他们要想一些各种的思想的哲学的思想 的架构来解释一些问题。
So therefore they make these statements, they make these assumptions, they live their life in a certain way, because they're trying to live it to the way that they think is good.
结果他们呢要做一些假设跟命题，以至于他们的生活怎么样来跟着他去生活，因为他们觉得这样对他们比较好。
As Christians, our goal shouldn't be to live like that. Our goal should be a lot higher.
但对于基督徒的我们来说，我们的生命的目标不应该放得那么低，应该弄得更高一点。
In 1 Corinthians 1, 27 to 30, it says this.
在哥林多前书第一，哥林多前书第一章27节那里这么记载。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以致那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
That verse is a very, very humbling verse that helps us understand everything about God.
这一段经文能够让我们在神面前谦卑，因为他对我们在神面前的本位讲得很清楚。
We can earn as much paper as in PhDs, whatever it is, as much as we want. That's still not going to make you as smart as God.
也许我们可以写很多的论文或者拿一个博士的学位，但是我们还是不能够像神一样的聪明。
You can put as many things on your resume as possible. That's not going to make you as knowledgeable as God.
无论你的履历表上面是多么的有多么多的项目，但是你还是不能够跟上帝比较。
For children's worship, we've been going through Answers in Genesis curriculum.
我们在我们孩童有一个崇拜，那其实我们一直在看一些创世纪。
And it's just amazing to see this verse in action. I'm not a scientist at all.
你们知道我不是一个科学家。
I'm not saying that this verse is about me, but it just goes to show God is so much more knowledgeable than we can imagine.
但我们可以知道上帝其实是比我们可以想象中的有智慧多了。
So we're going through this material with the children, and we're teaching them about what God's word says about creation, what God's word says about the origin of man.
那我们在跟这些小孩子来看这经文的时候，我们就告诉他们上帝的创造是怎么样的，天地是怎么来的。
And one of the biggest things that comes up is the fact that we have to ask ourselves the questions when we listen to scientists.
那我们有一个问题经常会提到了，就是说你可能也会问一个科学家的。
Were they there?
他们在当上帝创造天地的时候，他们在那里吗？
So when we hear things like millions and millions of years this formed, and things like this dinosaur was here before man even existed.
所以当我们听到有一些话，就是说可能几百万年之前的事情，然后就是说当他们说有恐龙在人之前的时候。
We can see through God's word that those statements are absolutely false.
那我们可以通过上帝的话语说那些话并不是正确的。
Throughout the Bible, it talks about within Job, for instance, it talks about how dinosaurs came into the villages.
那在圣经里面，譬如在约珥书里面有说到了，就是说一些恐龙怎么到一些村庄里面去。
And so our point is what we're trying to teach the children is that God's word has every answer for what you need for life.
那我想告诉大家，就是说我们在教导这些小孩的时候，就是想教导他们说，其实上帝的话，我在你生活的任何一个环节都是有效的。
We can learn history through it.
我们可以在中间学到一些历史。
We can learn science through it.
我们可以在中间学到一些科学。
We can learn how to live a life pleasing to God through it.
那我们更可以学到怎么样来过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
It is a book that is from God so that we can know Him more and we can know how to live for Him better.
这是从神来的书，我们可以中间学的更多，也学的怎么样来过一个讨他喜悦的生活。
And when we hear these other philosophies, these other beliefs, we know that God is higher. We know that God knows way more than anyone can know because He was there.
当我们听到了其他的哲学思想的时候，那我们知道其实上帝比这些都高过他们。
He was there on creation. He created the entire universe.
因为他是创造天地的主。
But sometimes we forget to go to Him and seek what He wants us to do in our own lives.
但是有时候我们忘了到他跟前来寻求在我们生活上或者生命里面所需要帮助的地方。
You don't have to be a scientist.
你不需要成为一个科学家来明白。
You only need to know God. You need to know what He wants for life. You need to seek God.
你只需要成为一个基督徒，懂得怎么样来到神面前寻求他的帮助。
See, out of man's ignorance, we think we know everything, and we don't want to seek God. We want to try to make sure we can figure out things on our own.
因着人的无知，我们觉得我们可以知道所有的事情，我们以为可以靠着自己做任何的事情。
And just like back in our scripture reading from Isaiah 55, verse 7.
就像我们刚才所念的经文，就是以赛亚书第五十五章第七节那里所提到的。
We can see that the way of the world is to try to figure things out on their own.
我们可以看到这个世上的人，他会想办法用他们自己的方法来解决问题。
But God says, turn back to me.
但上帝说，你应该归向我。
Look to me for what you need.
仰望我，得到你所需要的。
He knows everything.
他是全知的上帝。
So why don't we pray to him and ask him what he wants us to do with our lives?
为什么我们不能够向他祷告，来求我们生命中所需要的呢？
In Matthew chapter 7, I know we're going through quite a few different passages today.
在马太福音第七章。
Verse 13 and 14, it talks about two different ways.
13到14节那里提到了两种的道路。
Verse 13 and 14 say, Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
七章十三节这里记载，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，沼泽的人也少。
Can we see this today, this verse in action today?
你可以看到这一段经文所提到的，然后去行动出来吗？
The world has many philosophies around, many ways that you can achieve life.
这世上有很多不同的哲学，他们有很多所谓不同的方法，以至于他们能够得到生命。
But God's not calling his followers to do the many different ways of life.
但是神并不呼召他的跟随者去跟着不同的方法得到他们的生命。
He's calling us to the narrow way.
他呼召我们到这一条窄的门道路上面。
He's calling us to follow him.
他呼召我们来跟随他。
And he never promised that following his way was going to be easy.
那但是他从来没有答应我们说跟随他是一件容易的事情。
I can tell you countless stories of people who have lost their lives, countless stories of people who have lost their families, their friends, because they followed the only true way to life.
那我可以给大家不同的无数的例子，就是说有一些基督徒他们为了要真实的跟随上帝，他们丧失了他们的家庭，甚至是他们的生命。
And you see, Satan's way of distracting us from following God's path is to throw all of these other ways at you.
你看到吗？撒旦要将我们从神那里夺开的方法，就是将这种不同的道路丢给我们。
And we need to see through that. We need to realize God has an individual plan for each and every one of us.
那我们要看清这一点，就是上帝对我们每一个人都有他自己独特的计划。
How hard are you following after His way?
跟随他有多难呢
？It's not bad to plan.
其实能够计划不是一件坏事。
But when we're not planning on the basis of looking to God for what He wants and giving Him room to guide our lives, then we're just going to be frustrated.
但主要的地方就是说，假如我们不能够跟随神的旨意来计划的话，让他有空间做他要做的事情的话，那我们以后会遇到很多的苦楚。
Because He knows everything that we need to do in our life.
因为他知道我们在生命里面要做的每一件事情。
So why don't we seek Him?
那为什么我们不来寻找他呢？
In another part of Matthew chapter 7, in verses 24 to 27,
在马太福音第七章二十四到二十七节。
You've ever heard this song. I remember hearing it when I was in children's church and stuff like that. The wise man built his house upon the rock.
也许你会听到这一首诗歌，我小时候就有听过，就是说聪明人将他的房子盖在磐石上。
I just remember that song and remember hearing that the way that we build our lives makes the difference.
我记得我以前听到这首歌的时候就想着，就是说我们怎么建造我们的生命，根基不同的话，它的结果就会不一样。
Let's read it real quick in scripture.
我们来读这段经文。
Therefore, whoever hears these, I'm sorry. yeah, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken them to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended.The floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And when the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
八章二十四节，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，而且倒塌得很大。
God's way.Is the only solid way that we can have. The rock it talks about is God's way.
刚才所提到的磐石就是上帝的道路。上帝的道路是我们唯一可以信靠的道路。
You see, we can build our lives on owning an amazing house.
你看，我们也许可以将我们的生命就投资到建造一个大的房子上面。
We can build our lives on having the most paper on our wall.
那我们也可以将我们的生命建造在墙上面的各种的文凭
，meaning PhDs stuff like that，
就是说好像是博士的证书啊等等。
We can work on having the most experiences we can have in life。
我们可能会有生命里面各种各样的经历
，the nicest cars, the most beautiful husband or wife, the most amazing looking kids, the most talented。Yada, etc., etc.
可能有最好的车，最漂亮的妻子或者太太，最听话的孩子，最聪明的孩子，或者是各种好处。
But if none of those things are built on God and His Word, then they're going to fall.
但假如所有这些都不是建立在上帝的根基上面的话，这些将都会毁坏。
Because you don't have the eternal God behind them.
因为在你的里面，你没有这种永生的上帝在你后面。
And as Christians, that shouldn't be what our life looks like.
但作为一个基督徒来说，我们的生命不应该是这样的。
Because remember, the world's philosophies, you watch on TV, you're just driving, and you see these billboards, and you're just like, wow, that is an awesome life. I want my life to look like that.
你可能在看电视或者你在开车的时候看到的很多的广告，你可能会说啊，这就是我希望追求的生活。
Have you ever seen these people who actually have those things? These famous, these wealthy people, how empty their lives actually are.
你有没有听过这些故事或者看过这些的故事？就是有一些拥有这一切的人，他们其实生命都是非常空虚的。
Because they base their life off of things. They are living their life based off of material things.
因为他们的生命只是建造在物质的享受上面。
But everything passes away.
但所有这些东西都会过去的。
I tell the teens a lot, you came into this world as a naked baby.
我经常告诉我们组上面的年轻人，就是说，当你来到世界上的时候，你是赤身而来的，一无所有的。
And you leave this world in the same manner.
往后，当你离开这世上的时候，也将会如此。
Nothing that you have on this earth, material-wise, is going to go with you.
你在世上所拥有的所有的物质，没有一个东西你可以带走。
The only thing that does is what you've based your life off of, if it depends on God.
唯一你可以带走就是你在世上靠着神的根基上所做的事情。
What you do for God in your life is the only thing that lasts.
你为神所做的事情是唯一可以留下来的。
How you treat your family.
你怎么来对待你的家人。
How you witness to people about Jesus Christ.
你怎么在众人面前为基督来做见证。
Following God with your heart and what He's given you, what He's told you to do in your own life, and doing that,
你怎么样来跟随主的话去做他要你做的事情？
That also brings you fruit in heaven.
这些也会带到天堂去。
When you follow His way,
当你跟随他的道路。
See, we have the Holy Scriptures right in front of us.
你看到了，我们在之前有有。
Holy Scripture, the Bible.
我们在我们面前有这个圣经，就是在我们的面前。
And we have the ability to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
那我们就也有这个能力来跟主耶稣有一个个人的交往的经历。
And sometimes, when a true follower of Jesus Christ follows hard after God's way,
当一个真正的基督徒，当他真的跟着神的话去做的事的时候，
Sometimes it won't make any sense to us.
也许在一些人面前看起来好像不太可行。
At least in that time, that is.
也就是说在某一定固定的时候。
Sometimes we want something so bad, but God says no.
有时候我们真的很想要一个东西或者一些事情。来成就，但是上帝说不行。
And sometimes we're just like, why, God?
那很多时候我们就会向神说，为什么呢，上帝？
The Bible just gives us so many instructions on how we can live. And even when we seek God in prayer, He can show us.
圣经告诉我们各种不同的方法来生活，然后在我们的祷告中，上帝也会提醒我们该做的事。
And when God's word tells us even to live this way,
那当神的话告诉我们要这样去生活的时候，
that a man and a woman who are married can only have sex.
那只有当一个男的跟一个女的结婚之后才可以有性交的时候。
As a follower of Jesus Christ, you need to follow that.
那假如你是一个基督的追随者的时候，你就要听他的话去讲。
When he gives the roles of a man and woman in the Bible, we need to follow those too.
在圣经，就像圣经所说的，上帝给我们男人或者女人的角色的时候，我们也要照着他的话去做。
When he gives parents instructions on how to raise their children, to love, respect, and follow after God, we need to do that as well.
当圣经告诉我们说，我们要教导我们的孩子怎么样过一个敬虔的生活，要读经，要寻求神的时候，我们也要跟着他去做。
And everyone in the back and some in the front.When the Bible talks about how you need to obey your parents and you need to obey God, you need to do that as well.
那我们后面的年轻人，这句话是对你们讲的。假如圣经教导我们要孝敬我们的父母，听他们的话的时候，你们也要这么做。
Is it worth living our life out to the fullest in how we think it should go, and in the end we realize it's only been less than what it could have been?
你觉得这件事情是值得的吗？就是说，你靠着自己的想象去过一个生活，但是结果呢，得不到最好的结果。
I'm going to tell you another story about Aaliyah that just happened last week.
那我要跟大家分享另外一个故事，是关于我的女儿 Aaliyah， 就是刚刚上个礼拜才发生的。
And I'm not using her illustrations to be like, Aaliyah is just this horrible daughter.
我并不是想通过她的例子来说 Aaliyah 是一个很不乖的女儿。
Because I am so proud of my kids. I love my kids and they are such a blessing to me.
其实我将我的女儿，将我的孩子看成是我的骄傲，她是我生命中的祝福。
So the other day, I'm sitting on her couch. I had just gotten home and I'm down in the basement watching Charlie as Sarah's cleaning up the kitchen.
那就有这么一天，我就是下班之后，我在我们的地下室那里，我看着我的儿子Charlie.
And Aaliyah had gone upstairs with Sarah to try to start helping her bake some cookies for us to eat together.
Aaliyah 呢就到了我们的地上那一层楼里面，就帮 Sarah 来烤一些饼干。
And Aaliyah brings down this little bowl of chocolate chips.
那 Aaliyah 就将带着一碗的有巧克力的片的碗到下面来。
And what I didn't know at that time was that she already asked Sarah, and Sarah said no.
我不晓得那时候她其实有问过 Sarah, Sarah 说你不可以带下去。
So Aaliyah, having a deceitful moment.
所以呢，就是Aaliyah 在那时候就骗了我们一下。
She brings down this bowl of chocolate chips and is like, "Daddy, can I have these?"
然后她就带着这一碗的巧克力片子下来，就问说：“爸爸，我可以有这一些巧克力片吗？”
And so I'm like, "Oh, well, you did good at dinner, so yes, you can have some chocolate chips."
那我就说啊，你刚刚还没有晚餐，那你可以吃几颗。
And if you've ever seen Aaliyah eat.Like cookies or some kind of chocolate, she gets it all over her face.
你如果有看过我的女儿阿丽亚吃巧克力的时候，你知道她吃的时候整个嘴边都是这些巧克力的痕迹。
So I sent Aaliyah, I was like, okay, Aaliyah, since I'm watching Charlie, go upstairs to mommy and have her wash off your face and your hands.
那我就跟阿丽亚说，我要看着 Charlie, 那你不如你到楼上去，让妈妈替你洗掉嘴上面的脏东西。
And I don't think she thought this far, but
那我想阿丽亚并没有想那么多。
She goes upstairs and all of a sudden, maybe a half a minute later, 30 seconds later, her and Sarah come downstairs.
那她就到楼上去了。大概半分钟之后呢 ，Sarah 跟阿丽亚就来到楼下。
And Sarah's like, "Did you tell her she could have these chocolate chips?"
那 Sarah 就问我了，她说：“你是不是告诉阿丽亚说你可以有这些巧克力片呢？”
And I was like, "Yeah.Yeah, she ate her dinner."
那我说，对啊，那这是我说她可以吃的。
So Sarah immediately looks over at Aaliyah and says, "You lost your cookies, baking cookies with mommy. You lost being able to eat with us, and now you have to go to bed."
那 Sarah 就对着 Aaliyah 说，她说，你现在不能够有刚才我们烤的那些巧克力弄的那些饼干，然后你现在只可以。洗完澡之后就上床睡觉。
So Aaliyah just stands there like this.
Aaliyah 就只可以就直站着在那里。
And then once the words start to soak in,
那当那些话慢慢回到她思想的时候
，She's like, "Da!"
她就哭起来了。
And so we took her up to bed and we tried to explain to her, why didn't you get to eat cookies with us?
那我们将她放到床上面，解释给她看，为什么她不能够跟我们一起享用那些饼干。
And I don't remember her exact words, but it came down to the point where she realized, she said that I didn't obey.
那我忘掉了她说的那些话，但是基本上她的意思就是说，我没有顺服你们的教导。
And using that story to kind of turn it back around into what we're talking about today.
那我想用这个例子来看我们今天所讲的这个题目。
Sometimes we can have our plans set out before us.
有时候我们在面前可能有我们的计划。
Sometimes we're trying our best to make our way work.
有时候我们很努力的希望我们的计划能够成功。
But what we don't realize sometimes is that God has that huge plan, that huge way for our life already set out for us.
但有时候我们就忘了，其实上帝已经为我们规划了一个很好的计划。
And instead of living a life to the fullest, what we could have in God, we settle for what we could have by having less.
那我们以至于呢，我们其实没有生活到上帝为我们准备的这个美好的生命，而只活在一个次一等的生命里面。
His ways are not our ways.
他的道路非同我们的道路。
His thoughts are not like our thoughts.
他的意念非同我们的意念。
So why don't we as Christians, if you call yourself a Christian today, seek what he wants for your life? It may be completely different than what you had in mind.
假如你称自己是基督徒的话，那今天干嘛你不来寻求神，看他要给你的生命是怎么样的呢？
I know in a small way in my life and experience that living in God's way and His plan for your life is a lot more fulfilling than living in a way that you thought you wanted to.
我只有个人的一些很谦卑的一些经历，但是我可以告诉你说，假如你跟着神给你的道路，他的预备去走的话，你所得到的会超乎你所想象的。
And I understand sometimes there's life circumstances that really challenge our faith.
那你也要知道，就是生命里面，我们的生活里面，也许会遇到一些情况，一些时光是会挑战我们的信仰的。
It could be, do I take this job? It could be, am I doing this right? Do I tell this little lie?
譬如说，你可能会遇到找工作的时候，你可能会说，这是不是上帝要为我安排的工作？我可以不可以拿这份工作了，接这份工作了？或者是说我可以不可以讲一些无伤大雅的谎言呢？
But in the middle of those circumstances, realize that God is there with you through them.
但在这种情况之下，无论怎么样，你要记得上帝是跟你同在的。
And that He wants to show you the way.
而且他希望能够指示你该走的路。
And sometimes when He's trying to show you the way that He wants you to live, or a choice that He wants you to make, or a decision He wants you to make,You may have to wait.
那有时候，当上帝告诉你说你该走的路，或者是你要做的选择，有时候是需要等待的。
It may be very, very, very uncomfortable.
在那段时间，也许对你来说是十分不舒服的。
It may make you sacrifice something that you've wanted your entire life.
也许你要放弃一些你一生追求的东西。
Let me tell you, when you seek God.It will be way better than you ever could have imagined.
但我要告诉你，当你追随神的时候，你所得到的是比你可以想象中的更好。
In Proverbs chapter 3:5-7,
在箴言三章第七节，第五到第七节
，It says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart; lean not on your own understanding."In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
这里所提到，在箴言三章五到七节这里提到，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
So sometimes when we are faced with these life challenges, we don't know which way to go or which path to take, know that when you look to God and you trust Him, trust His way, you seek Him, that path will be straight.
所以当有时候我们彷徨不晓得要选择哪一条路做哪一种选择的时候，你要依赖上帝，相信他会 指引你。
In the book of Hebrews, it tells us to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ.
就像希伯来书那里说到了，我们要仰望主耶稣基督。
Because everything around us can distract us away from fixing our eyes on Jesus Christ, from following His way, following His path.
因为我们周围的事情会将我们的眼光从专注在上帝身上挪开。
God's way is perfect, and if we think as human beings that we can plan our life out and it's going to happen exactly how we wanted it to, we're lying to ourselves.
上帝的道路是完美的。假如你作为人的话，你说我可以照着我的计划来过人生的话，你知道你在说谎的。
Maybe one of the reasons too why God has not opened or showed you the way yet is because you haven't learned your lesson yet.
有时候上帝没有立即打开门让你看到该走的路，可能是因为你还没有学习到当学的功课。
Maybe you need to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and not lean on your own ways, lean on your own understanding of what life is.
也许他上帝要你完全的依赖他，而不是靠着自己的聪明来做事。
When I was young, I wanted to be a singer.
当我年轻的时候，我希望能够成为一个歌星。
I wanted to be a secret agent.
我也希望能够成为一个间谍。
That opportunity almost came very close that I could serve in that kind of a way.
其实我有相当的机会来做这些事情。
But I knew immediately, I sought God right away and sought, not saying that I'm perfect or anything, but as an example, we need to seek God with what He wants for our lives. And if I chose that way, I wouldn't have been blessed to be here with you guys today.
那我并不是一个完美的人，但是我知道就是说，可以跟大家分享的就是说，在这些可能性之前，我做了一个决定，就是说，假如我要跟随神的话，他会带领我，那以至于现在我就能够在大家面前做这个见证。
So when I realized the fact that I need to seek Christ, need to seek God in my life, see what He wanted for my life, the blessings are just so amazing. There are so many.
当我决定要跟随着神的旨意来过我的日子的时候，我就可以看到上帝给我的祝福是如此的多。
And it's not because of anything that I did.
这不是因为我所做的事情。
It's because my God and Father is doing it for me.
而是说我天父上帝为我所做的事情。
And I have times of doubt. I have times that I need to work on my trust too. That'll be a life thing for all of us that we need to trust and follow God with our lives.
其实我也有怀疑的时间，这对于我们每一个人来说都是我们一生要学习的功课，怎么样来不断的学习跟随神。
So when our stubborn moments of giving up our pride, giving up that independence, when they're over and we realize the truth about what God wants for our lives and we come back to Him,He's going to bless us. He will show us.
当我们了解到我们这种顽固的思想，就是我们要靠着自己来过活的这种思想，归向神，寻求他的旨意的时候，他的祝福就会临到我们身上。
And God's word is a huge tool that He's given us.
那上帝的话语其实是他给我们一个很有力的工具。
To show us how to live our life out.
一个强有力的工具，让我们来过我们在世上的生活。
And it's not necessarily going to tell us, hey, so-and-so, you need to take this opportunity, or you need to take this opportunity.
它不一定是说 hey, 你今天要做这个选择或者那个选择。
The principles are there.
只是它的原则在里面。
And that's where God and the Holy Spirit come in and guide you.
那时候上帝的圣灵就会到你的心中来带领你。
So if you're a Christian here today, you need to follow what God's word says, you need to follow what He wants for your own life.
那假如是你是基督徒的话，你要寻求神的话语，希望他带领你走他喜欢的路。
God may be telling you something today in your own heart.
也许今天上帝在你的心里面跟你讲一些话。
He may be telling you to wait and to trust.
也许他告诉你要等待，要信赖他。
He may be telling you, I'm in control, not you.
他可能会告诉你说，我是控制天地万物的主宰，不是你自己。
Sometimes life hits us and we don't understand at all why this happens.
有时候生命的难处，生活里面的难处会临到我们面前，我们不晓得为什么它会来到。
Realize the fact that God is through every circumstance with you.
那你要了解，无论你会经历在经历什么的困境，上帝都跟你同在。
And what it takes is you looking to Him.
你只需要仰望他。
When you're faced with life situations, who do you go to first?
当你遇到了生活里面一些不可控制的事情的时候，你会先到谁面前呢？
Do you go to God?
你是不是来到神面前呢？
Or do you go to other things?
或者是其他的事物呢？
Are you pointing people, your children, your friends, towards God, living a life out for God, what God's calling is for that person's life?
你是不是在指引你的孩子或者是你的朋友来到一条上帝要他走的路呢？
Are you being an encouragement to help people find their way back to God?
你是不是对其他人来说是一种鼓励，让他们能够归回神呢？
Are you encouraging them to seek what they want in their life, what you may want them to do in their life?
但是你从另外一个角度上说，你会不会只是鼓励他们做他们想做的事情，或者是你希望他们做的事情呢？
I remember when my parents told their family that they were going to China to be missionaries, they thought that they were part of a cult.
我记得我父母亲告诉我说，当他们跟他们的家里面的人说要到中国去传道的时候，他们以为他们是一个异端。
And my parents side of the family, they're not very many of them are Christians.
在我父母亲他们的家庭里面，并没有很多是基督徒。
They've been blinded by Catholic traditions.
他们都被天主教传统的思想所蒙蔽了。
So they thought that we were absolutely crazy that my parents would take us from America to a country that we've never been to and we didn't know the language very well yet. They thought we were crazy.
他们觉得我的父母亲精神应该有点毛病，因为他带着孩子，然后又不懂那个东方的语言，但是就到亚洲去。But
because my parents chose to follow God out of faith for what His way was for their life, the blessings were amazing to see.
但因为我父母亲选择要跟随上帝的指引，所以跟着下来就可以看到上帝充足的祝福到我们家庭里面。And
through those experiences, came to realize that Jesus Christ, God is the only one that makes those things happen. He's the only one that we can count on to show us what we should do with our life.
接着这些经历，我们就了解一下，上帝是唯一我们可以依赖的，基督耶稣是唯一我们可以跟着他来计划我们的人生的。Some
of you may be trying to figure out what God has for you next.
在我们中间，也许有一些人在计划着生命里面下一个阶段应该怎么走。Have
you prayed to seek what He wants?
你有没有在神面前祷告，寻求他的带领呢？
Are you trusting Him while you're waiting that He's going to provide that no matter what you can possibly do?
你有没有这个信心，在你等待的时候，就是说上帝会带领你该走的路呢？
Even in situations where someone has lost someone they love,
甚至是在一些情况，就是说我们会失去了我们生命中重要的人。
We can't understand why.
我们不了解为什么。
But God has a perfect plan on why.
但是上帝有一个完美的安排，甚至在这一些为什么背后。
Sometimes we may have lost everything that we've had.
有时候也许我们会失去了我们一切所有的。
And we ask why, God.
我们在神面前问为什么。
But as a follower of Jesus Christ, you're supposed to trust.
但作为一个跟随耶稣的人，你应该信靠他。
You're supposed to follow hard after what He wants, knowing absolutely, even though it's hard, that you can trust Him.
虽然很不容易，但是你应该坚信，上帝是可以让我们信赖的。He
works everything out for us.
无论是什么事情，我们经历的任何的事情，最后都是要祝福我们的。So
trust Him.
你要信赖他。
We need to obey what He has for us, His way for each of our lives.
我们要顺服他为我们安排的事情。So
all of this said, have you been seeking after God for your life?
所以我要问的问题就是说，你有没有 在你的生命里面追求上帝做他要做的事情呢？
Parents, are you praying for your children to follow after what God wants them to do with their life?
那父，我们中间在座的父母亲，你有没有为你的孩子祷告，让他们做上帝要他们做的事情呢？
Because as parents, we can have this image of what we'd want our children to look like when they're older.
因为作为父母亲，我们最容易就是说我们为孩子规划了一个计划，希望他们将来能够追随他。
Have we stopped to think, God, what do you want to do with my child's life?
但你有没有停下来想一下，
God,
上帝，你要我的孩子做什么事情呢？
God, what do you want me to do with my life?
你有没有停下来想一下，上帝，你让我做我生命中要做的事情呢？
God, how can I encourage that person to seek after what you want for their life?
上帝，我要怎么样了才能鼓励这个人做你要他做的事情呢？
Because we don't know everything.
因为我们不晓得，我们不是全知的人。
So let's read through our main passage together again so we can fully grasp what this is about today.
那我们再来念我们今天的经文，以至于我们能够晓得上帝要我们所做的事情。
And we'll go from Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9.
在以赛亚书55章第8到第9节。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
因为我的意念非同你的意念。
Nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord.
你的道路也不是我的道路，这是上帝所说的。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth.
天地怎么样高过，天怎么样高过地。
So are my ways higher than your ways.
我的道路也高过你的道路。
And my thoughts than your thoughts.
我的意念也高过你的意念。
I want to encourage you today, if you haven't done this or you don't do this enough, seek what God wants in your life by praying to Him, trusting Him for the next step.
那我在这里鼓励大家，假如你没有这么做的时候，你在祷告中寻求上帝的旨意，看他在你生命里面要做一些什么的事情，然后跟随他。
Narrow is the way to life.
你要记得，就是生命的道路是窄的。
And broad is the way to destruction.
通往毁坏的这条路是广的。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Okay, so our last song that we're going to be singing for you today is I Will Follow. Where you go, I'll go. Where you Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you follow, I'll follow. Sorry. All your ways are good. All your ways are sure. I will trust in you.Trust in you alone, in you alone. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. Who you love, I'll love. How you serve, I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow you.
In you there's life everlasting.